The Tucson Gem and Mineral Show, currently underway, highlights stones and bones from across the globe. But as Nicholas Gerbis reports from the Arizona Science Desk, in this part of KJZZ's Untold Arizona series, no stone evokes Arizona's history and culture quite like turquoise.
Collectors know the names. Bluebird, Sleeping Beauty, Bird's Eye. Each evokes a color and a pattern, from jade green to deepest robin's egg blue, lightly freckled or shot through with pyrite spiderwebs of gold and black.
There's some color of turquoise, some type, that will appeal to almost everybody. And the nice thing about it is you pick that piece of turquoise up, there's never going to be another one exactly like it to match up.
Martin Colbaugh owns and operates Colbaugh Processing, source of Kingman turquoise from Turquoise Mountain in Mineral Park. One of the oldest and most productive turquoise sources in the United States, it's a family affair.
In Mineral Park in 1962, my grandfather was the first one there to mine.
Here in a giant metal Quonset hut, buckets of ore by the score, sorted by color and quality, await the tumbling, grinding, polishing, and cutting that prepare turquoise for market.
This is kind of the process of opening up a window.
That window opens where a worker grinds and polishes a fragment of rough stone, exposing the lively colors concealed beneath its chalky surface. The variety of hues and patterns around us underlines the problem with identifying turquoise's origins by sight alone. Yet where it comes from accounts for much of turquoise's value, and not just to gemologists.
One of my questions was, were they getting turquoise from similar places, even though they had different backgrounds?
Archaeologist Saul Hedquist wanted to uncover patterns of turquoise use in the pre-Hispanic Southwest. To find where his artifacts originated, he turned to the work of geochemist Allison Thibodeau.
We have sort of a fragmented picture today that we're trying to rebuild.
Thibodeau links turquoise artifacts to their source rock by examining telltale ratios of certain isotopes, versions of elements with the same number of protons but different numbers of neutrons. Turquoise forms when water dissolves copper deposits in nearby rock, leaching out copper, phosphate, and aluminum. But the process also sweeps in lots of odds and ends.
I call it sometimes the garbage can mineral. Like, you know, it's full of so many impurities.
Among them, isotopes of strontium and lead.
Sources, they have different isotopic signatures, so then the turquoise ends up kind of just acquiring the signature of the rocks that it forms in.
Because these signatures vary from region to region, they can sometimes tie turquoise to its source, or at least narrow down the list of candidates.
Southeastern Arizona is different from northwestern Arizona, and both those regions are different from central New Mexico and central Colorado.
Case in point, Canyon Creek, a 14th century mine located on today's Fort Apache Indian Reservation. Thibodeau's isotopic evidence, combined with Hedquist's in-depth surveys, revealed that the site, once considered a minor source, actually supplied turquoise to ancestral Puebloans up to 60 miles away.
It was way, way bigger than was previously thought.
Is that turquoise in that rock?
That's by a big
the
boulder.
Bucket?
Yes, yeah? It is.
Back at Turquoise Mountain, I feel the jolt other Arizonans must have felt when spying a blue-green surface deposit among the gray feldspar.
Hit in the eye.
But I'm also reminded that every mine, whether Canyon Creek or the Ithaca Peak mine where Colbaugh's grandfather began in 1962, has its heyday, bookended by discovery and abandonment. Today, many southwestern sources have been exhausted or priced out of business.
Everybody's not working right now because world prices are so low, they can't mine it economically.
Yet the legacy of the mines lives on, in market bazaars, cultural ties, and the work of archaeologists who trace turquoise's path like a blue-green vein through Arizona's past. Nicholas Gerbis, KJZZ News, Golden Valley, Arizona.